In Nigeria's economic hub, Lagos, the rainy season has become synonymous with submerged cars, houses, and commuters splashing through knee-high flood waters. The perennial flood crisis continuously contributes to the paralysis of economic activities and the destruction of properties in the low-lying coastal city. The depletion of the wetland systems is made worse as a result of rapid urbanization and weak environmental protection. Other factors also include insufficient flood control infrastructure and management of the existing drainage systems. Lagos, which houses millions of people, also faces risk from the impact of climate change-induced sea level rise. Hello, welcome to The Crisis Room, a podcast from Human Angle. I am Maryam Mustafa. In this podcast, we look at crisis trends across the country and answer the tough questions around them. This week, I'm here with my colleagues, Murtala Abdullahi, who would be reporting from the field, and Mansur Mohammed.
Thank you, Maryam. Today, we'll be analyzing the risks associated with the destruction of wetlands in the coastal city of Lagos and the impact of flooding on communities there. We'll also discuss the problem from a geospatial perspective, as well as the importance of restoring and protecting wetlands to improve flood prevention.
So, wetlands are paving way for housing construction to meet demands associated with urbanization, population explosion, and the appetite for affluent neighborhoods in Lagos. The trend is also leading to unsustainable loss of important ecosystems that provide flood and sea level rise protection, water quality improvement, urban biodiversity, and green spaces preservation.
The depletion of wetland systems is removing the natural buffers and making the city more vulnerable to flooding and shoreline erosion. What this means is that the human-induced environmental degradation is contributing to the perpetual flooding crisis in part of Lagos and the accompanying social-economical impact. Other contributing factors also include poor urban development and planning, alongside insufficient flood control infrastructure and the blocking of existing drainage systems.
The scale of the destruction of wetlands in Lagos and its connection with the flood risk is quite noticeable using satellite imagery and data. To discuss more on this is our colleague Mansur Mohammed, who is a geospatial specialist at Human Angle. Mansur, you processed the satellite data on wetland loss in Lagos. Can you tell us what your assessment of the problem is?
Thank you, Mariam. I must say, the situation is dire. The landscape of Lagos State has been going through massive changes that might lead to a large-scale natural disaster due to the loss of wetland and vegetation resources as people continue to remove these natural flood controls.
So, how will you explain the interaction between reduction in wetland systems and increasing flood risk?
So, floods are not uncommon in Lagos. However, the trend of communities being submerged by water has become topical in recent times, and has been the subject of social media advocacy as residents use the internet to share videos and pictures of towns being submerged by water. We found these places in the video using geolocation and then proceeded to match these submerged communities with what the satellite tells us about the loss of wetland. The puzzle fits. As far back as 2016, the finding shows us that communities continue to remove wetland for construction and has led to the increase in ankle level water submergence, particularly in some of the flood-prone areas in Lagos State, including places like Chevy View Lekki, the Aro Ojobe Estate near Lagos mainland, Ikate in Eligushi, and more recently Ijara Town. We further studied the loss of wetland using current and historical satellite of Lagos. And geospatial assessment further revealed that the state has lost at least 30% of its wetland and vegetation resources every decade in the past 3 decades. Our projection is that if this trend continues, there will be almost no wetland left in Lagos by the end of the 2020s. This finding is troubling because recent rainfall projections suggest a more erratic rainfall pattern in southern Nigeria. So more and more towns in the state will be submerged by water as the rains continue and the ocean overflows its banks, until the entire Lagos landscape is turned into a lake.
The unsustainable practice of sand filling wetlands for construction projects is creating risks for the environment, the inhabitants of the city, and economic activities. What's clear is that nature-based solutions such as restoring and preserving wetlands and other critical systems are key to flood control, human well-being, and mitigating the impact of climate change. As such, it has become imperative for the government to protect wetlands and other natural systems from the destructive human activities and the impact of urbanization.
This is an episode of Human Angle Crisis Room. Thank you for listening. I am Maryam Mustafa. Join in next week for another episode. Members of our production team are Tracy Allen Ezechukwu, Murtala Abdullahi, and Anthony Asemuta. The executive producer is Ahmed Selkida.